Hello there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for February 2021. In February, there were 2,200 single-family home sales across the state, a 24.8% increase from February 2020. At the same time, the median single-family home price spiked 22.5% on a year-over-year basis to $300,000, a 16-year high for the month of February. Meanwhile, there were 652 condo transactions, a 20.1% increase on a year-over-year basis, with a median sale price of $180,000, a 12.5% increase, which marked the highest price for the month of February since 2008. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Spring is here. Looks like the real estate market is red hot, even if the weather is still a little cool.
Speaking of cool weather, historically, it usually marks a low point for the Connecticut housing market, but activity continued its rapid pace in the second month of 2021. What could this mean for single family and condo sales in the coming months?
I think the data for the month of February means that the Connecticut real estate market is hot, red hot. And it probably means that we'll continue to see more of the same in the months ahead. You know, after 6 months of flatlining and lagging behind the national averages for gains in sales volume and gains in median price, the Connecticut market leaped to life in August last year. Monthly gains in the number of single-family homes sold have not gone below 24% in 7 months. Gains in the median price have been over 20% for 6 of the last 7 months. This performance far exceeds what we are seeing in national data or in the data from neighboring Massachusetts. It seems like the spring market will be gangbusters. I would note that Fairfield County led the pack in February with the number of sales up 45%. The median price was up 45% too. It's like a runaway train headed down a mountain, and I think we need to assume that the popularity of remote work and the possibility that it will be allowed or encouraged by employers for years to come is pushing up sales and prices in Fairfield County. Urban living is no longer required to hold a job in New York City.
Now, the Greater Hartford Association of Realtors reported that the inventory of single-family homes shrank 52.1% in February. Now, if this trend continues, what do you expect to see from median prices moving forward?
The numbers from the Greater Hartford Realtors are stunning. Average days on the market declined 28% in February. Inventory of homes for sale declined 52%. And new listings declined 33%. Surely lack of supply is certain to push up prices. And I'm afraid it's a vicious circle. It's a great time to sell your home, but only if you're sure you can find and afford a new home. That might mean it's a good idea to move to a fair weather state for retirement. But for people with deep roots in Connecticut, or a good job in Connecticut, or kids in school, it may mean that you're sending them a message, you better stay put. People will use low interest rates and excess equity in their current home to add rooms or renovate instead of looking for their dream home.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for February 2021. If you'd like more information about the products and services offered by the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.